His website is cafe.nfshost.com. And we will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. So please call in if you have comments or questions. And getting back to the what we were talking about right before the break, I think that we can also mention Arthur Topham and of course, Ernst Zundel, who were just two individuals who were really not doing anything except Ernst, all he did was reproduce a pamphlet, and he sent it out to several influential people in Canada. And all of a sudden, he's arrested. Not only is he arrested, his home was fired upon. It was firebombed. It was burned. He was taken into court. He had to wear a hat and a bulletproof vest. And yet they're calling him, on the carpet. They're prosecuting him, when all around him there is terrorist activities, targeting him. And so people will think twice before they bring that kind of, activity onto themselves. But if more people would do this, if more people would stand up, I think we'd have a better chance.
Someday somebody is going to write the complete story of the Zundel legal battles in Canada. To the credit of a fair number of people, Ernst Zundel did get support from people. He came out loyally to those hearings, to the trial initially. I think it was the first trial. The Jewish Defense League formed a gauntlet. People had to walk past them, and they'd be cursing them, shoving them. And so on. A lot of people showed a lot of courage. I think the Jewish lobby then got a little smarter, and at the second trial, there was none of this. But you know, Ernst did attract a lot of some really decent support that allowed him to fund two trials that went all the way to the Supreme Court, where eventually he did win. There were other legal battles later, but that support was crucial. What I do fault though is that the German organizations in Canada ran in the opposite direction. You know, they didn't learn from the way other minorities would handle things. They should have said, "This is anti-German. This is part of a campaign against German people. You wouldn't get away with this if you were to black people or something like or other people. This is anti-German." The politicians would have absolutely messed themselves, because the German community is actually quite large in Canada. Instead, the official leadership shunned Zundel, and so there was no political counter pressure. And that's what's important about this, because when you get right down to it, what Zundel got into revisionism largely because German parents came to him, and this was in the 70s. There'd been good relations between Canadians and German immigrants from the end of the Second World War till the late 70s. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and a number of the people I went to school with were German immigrants, and there was a lot of kidding back and forth, you know, so-and-so's a squarehead or a Nazi, but there was really no harm in it, and we weren't that far away from the Second World War. There was really a pretty good live-and-let-live relationship. What happened in the 70s, though, was that...
Paul, hold that thought. We do have to go to a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side and take calls also.
Okay.
Be right back.
How long do we have?
3 minutes.
Okay.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Tana, and our guest today is Paul Fromm. His website is cafe.nfshost.com. And you were talking, Paul, about the German community in Canada. And I have had people on the program talking, or at least emailing me, talking about their issues as children, as students in Canada, where they were persecuted greatly at school, where even the teachers were biased, where they could not ask questions, or question anything that the teacher was saying, whether she was talking about the Holocaust or whether she was talking about the official version of the war. And I think that we see it in this country also. When I had a gentleman on the Keith Johnson, who was at a protest with Charles, just had him on the program just recently. I'll think of it in a minute. When they went down there to hold signs up in front of a church that was talking about how the United States needed to support Israel, and they went to the local community of Muslims and said, you know, why don't you come out and support this and march with us? And they could not get any support at all because the Muslims are too intimidated to speak out in this country because they've already been so vilified by the media. And perhaps it's the same situation with the Germans up in Canada. Perhaps to save their children further persecution at school, or because the media has such an influence in vilifying the people, particularly right after World War II. I mean, the Nazis were probably and still are the most hated group of people on the face of the planet.
Well, you know, it didn't quite happen that way, Deanna. In Canada, and this is what I was kind of beginning to drive at before the break. There was a live and let live attitude from about 50 to the mid 70s. Many of the Germans who came over here to Canada were skilled workers. They put their nose to the grindstone, worked hard, bought property, had their families, and so on. And most Canadians were prepared to let the war go by. A lot of people's attitude, including my uncle, who was in the Canadian Tank Corps, was those guys were fighting for their country. We were fighting for ours. It's time to hold hands and move on. Along, though, in the mid to late 70s came the Holocaust. You may remember that Holocaust series. And the propaganda was turned on big time. Instead of, look, the war's over, let's all get along and move on. Now it was just nonstop Holocaust wall to wall. Holocaust memorials, the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., I don't think there's a major city in North America that doesn't have a Holocaust monument. And I say, well, why? At least from a Canadian point of view, Canada, we didn't do it. It didn't happen to Canadians. It didn't happen on Canadian soil. And we went to war against the guys who supposedly did it. Hey, we're the good guys. Why do we have to have a monument in every major city? Would we have a monument in every major city to the Tutsis massacre by the Hutus in Rwanda? Well, no. Why should we? What was happening is that a lot of teachers who are, they're followers, started mouthing this, Holocaust nonsense in their classes. And German kids were coming home in tears. They'd been called Nazis. They'd been told that the Germans did this. Regardless of what happened, it was perpetrated, if it happened at all, by the government. It wasn't the Germans. It was, a particular party any more than the horrors of the gulags were caused by Russians. They were caused by the Russian communists, not the Russian people. Anyway, kids were coming home in tears, so Ernst had made quite a reputation for himself as a very successful graphic artist. He did graphic arts for some of the major Canadian corporations, and did very well financially.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you're right about the Holocaust propaganda and whatnot. And the name I was trying to think of, Charles Carlson and Keith Johnson. But anyway, we do have some callers lining up, and you make some very good points. It did seem to happen at a particular time, and it coincided with that the multi-part series on the Holocaust. It also coincided with Frank Collin, who did this, wanted to do this march on Skokie, and that was in 1979. His name was actually Francis Joseph Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, I believe. But anyway, why don't we take a caller or two?
Okay.
All righty. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Why, good morning, Deanna and Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was watching this morning on a newscast, I think it was on RT television, and they had the fellow from Chem.com and Megalode, whatever it is, a storage site for sharing truth and information on the Internet, of course, is found to be terrorizing to those who wish to hide the truth as a political tactic of being able to reprogram the whole populace by obliterating their history.
Indeed. I read something, too, earlier that some of these so-called neo-Nazi websites and hate websites that are supposed to be run by neo-Nazis are actually run by the ADL.
Well, absolutely. These false flag cyber attacks of providing hypothecated postings to draw the attention, to give them a ruse to find something to complain about by creating their own problem solution in the Hegelian dialectic is a frequent tactic of the Zionist left. and a particular weapon of war they use in their information campaign to shut down the truth or any opposition to turning the sunshine, sterilizing light of truth on what their demonic schemes are.
Right. I think that Frank Collin was just such a person. He made the NSDAP or the nationalist movement seem ridiculous, and it was purposeful, and the media gave him a lot of attention. He was a convicted child abuser. So he was perfect to try and attempt this march in Skokie.
Sounds a lot like Frank Marshall Davis.
Indeed. All righty.
One more thing, if I can, before I leave. I did view those assaults on these private property of these people last night in tow with Zionist-trained police out there terrorizing the homeowners by applying these military surveillance and assault weapons on their homes in the form of smart meters, and the fact that they were absolutely using terroristic oppressive force to destroy her rights, to physically restrain her, and I don't know if they actually got arrested or not. I didn't catch that part. But this is absolutely terrorism under the guise of corporatocracy of the power companies using the police powers to prosecute their militaristic agenda funded by the Department of Defense under the guise of the Department of Energy to put 24/7 surveillance and the ability to psychotronically manipulate the minds of the people inside these homes where these smart military devices are being installed at the points of guns.
Wow. And that's the Department of Energy, which you have to ask who gave them all this power. And they're relatively new as far as being a part of the cabinet. I don't remember exactly when they became part of the cabinet. I think it was under Bush 1. But, this is all incremental kinds of things. It isn't just happening all of a sudden. And that is also why the people are not fighting, is because it's incremental and people are distracted. They're busy trying to keep food on the table, a roof over their head, that they don't notice that gradually, look where we're at.
Boiling frogs is not a new tactic. I really have to compliment you, Deanna, for your guest this morning, and take special kudos to Mr. Paul for his bringing this fight for so long as he has. He has been a patriot trooper in the information war against suppression of truth since 1981. God bless him and thank him for what he's doing.
And isn't he terrific? And if you read about him on Wikipedia, oh, they make him sound like some sort of a monster.
The truth will be colored as terrorizing in times of tyrannical dictatorial despots, and we are in those times.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for your call, Chris. Paul, do you have a comment to Chris before he hangs up?
Thank you very much for your kind comments, Chris. And there's a very interesting parallel in Canada. When there was pressure being applied since the 1930s by the Canadian Jewish Congress for Canada to have a hate law, in 1965 there was finally a government that was prepared to move in that direction. So the government set up a royal commission to study it and so on, and it was staffed with members actually of the Canadian Jewish Congress. So the results were never in doubt. But one of the problems they had back then, when there was a good deal more respect for free speech, was how they could convince people that, well, there was really any necessity for anti-free speech legislation. So along in 1965 came a group called the Canadian Nazi Party.
We need to talk about this when we get back. We got to remember this. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tana, and our guest is Paul Fromm. Website is cafe.nfshost.com. Okay, you were talking about a Canadian Nazi party that kind of emerged. So tell us about that.
Well, I'll give you the conclusion and then give you the details. It was set up by the Canadian Jewish Congress. and the person who founded it was a young fellow back then named William John B. He was 21 years old. He was an anti-communist, and he was very, very proud of his British heritage. He was hanging around a group called Social Credit. And these are economic reformers, and something I really believe in, and I urge people to check it out online, Social Credit. So they had a storefront office and had weekly meetings, and John was one of the young guys who was attracted to them. But most of these fellows were older, and John was, you know, young, looking for some action. So he let it be known that, you know, he'd like to form a group, and this was the time of the Vietnam War, and the far left were regularly having protests outside the American consulate in Toronto. So he got the bright idea, well, maybe I should go down there and say, no, the Americans are right in Vietnam to fight communism, you know, have a counter-protest. Well, there were some spotters attending these Social Credit meetings from the Canadian Jewish Congress. You know, looking, always trying to spy, see who's who, who's got the money, who's, you know, maybe got some leadership ability, who's just a follower. So they took John Beattie out And John had a weakness, as he'll admit, for beer. And they took him out and got him drunk repeatedly. And they said, well, what sort of group are you thinking of forming? Well, he said, well, I don't know. Maybe the British People's League. Oh, they said, you won't get any publicity for that. That's boring. Why don't you form the Canadian Nazi Party? I mean, that'll really get attention if you have a swastika. Now, you might think, how could anybody on God's green earth be so stupid? But 1965 was different from 1985 or 2005 or today. The war was in the past, and there was a great deal more tolerance back then. So, I mean, it was a dumb idea, but it wasn't as dumb as you know, you would say it was today. So anyway, to make a long story short, John formed the Canadian Nazi Party. His first two recruits were two Jewish boys. He didn't know that. And they'd gone down to a theater supply store called Malabar and rented some form of Nazi uniforms complete with the armbands. A couple more people joined. They were also Jewish agents. A private detective joined. He said, well, John, you probably will need some help with security. Oh, yes, he said, yeah, yes, a party needs a head of security. This fellow was a private detective working for the Canadian Jewish Congress. Of the seven members of the Canadian Nazi Party, other than John Beattie, only one, perhaps, an old Dutchman, was in any way, you know, for real. John got all sorts of publicity. Every time he made a comment, front page of the old Toronto Telegraph, Beattie says, Beattie will march. You have to wonder, well, why was the press giving so much attention to an unemployed 21-year-old guy who didn't even have a car? Anyway, Beattie was told he could not have a march through a public park. This is a place that there were a lot of people would gather to make speeches back in those days. And Beattie went anyway. His head of security wasn't there. He marched all alone. His two Jewish people dressed up as, you know, as Nazi uniforms. Nobody attended. I don't think John quite got it that he'd been set up. Anyway, he was arrested. And charged with a minor offense. His detective head of security a couple of weeks later said, John, we've got to take the war to the Jews. And John said, well, how do I do that? Well, the detective said, I happen to have a list of prominent Jewish people here. Go and put a sign, hang a sign on their doors. Now, you know, I guess this was supposed to intimidate them or something. And he was very clear about that. Don't leave the sign on their doorstep. Hang it on the door. So John did it to the first house. The second house, he just finished hanging it on the door. And he just as he was coming down the steps, headlights went on. Burly police trial detectives, armed with guns, slammed into the ground. You know, you're under arrest, you effing Nazi. And it was a very tiny technical charge. It was trespass. If you leave a pamphlet there, apparently, that was okay. But if you hang it on the door, that's trespass. I don't understand it to this day because I think the law has been changed. But anyway, they had him on a technicality and he got 6 months in prison. But the thing was, with all the publicity, people who were not that informed could say, oh my God, there really is a Nazi party. We've got to do something about that. And it's not old, just old, it's not old Germans. It's a young Canadian-born guy. So the creation of the Canadian Nazi Party served a use, and that was to create the appearance of a need for anti-hate legislation, just at the time that the Royal Commission was issuing its report saying we need anti-hate legislation. I'm not saying there aren't sincere believers in National Socialism. There are, but I'm always a little leery of a movement that comes out of nowhere, led by somebody who has no background, suddenly more militant than Adolf Hitler.
Right, and it happened in Canada too. Wow,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. All righty, we do need to go to break. We'll be right back. I don't know whether Chris is still on the line, but we do have some other callers that we'll take when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Paul Fromm. The website is cafe.nfshost.com. And let's take Werner from New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan. You're touching a lot of hot islands. And I hope that the Lord will be with you and that people will start taking a stand, too. And good afternoon to Paul.
Yeah, good afternoon, Werner.
You have been in the battle a long while, too.
I'm afraid so.
Look, I think people, they have to throw out this image about this pristine Canada. It is an offspring of the British Empire. And history has shown over the last 400 years how corrupt and how many crimes have been committed by the ones that were running the British Empire, including the crimes being committed on their own people. And they are well entrenched here in Canada, and they got they had hundreds of years of colonial rulership over the people. And basically, what I'm saying, anybody who lives underneath a colonial master, it's the next worst thing, or maybe just as bad as living underneath a dictatorship. And over so many generations, people have adopted the attitude, don't stick your neck out. It can be fatal for you. There used to be a writer in New Brunswick, Alden Nolan, and This was about 40 years ago. He made this kind of a statement. He said his dad had always said to him, when you're a little fella here, you have to keep your ass low and your mouth shut. Pardon me the expression.
Oh, my, okay.
You know, if you're a big fella, you can afford, you know, speaking out. And this has basically created a kind of an attitude among so many people, you know, lay low and let it blow over. Don't stick your neck out. If you stick your neck out, the hedge clippers come along.
Well, that seems to happen.
And you mentioned there earlier about the smart meters. There's one fellow who has taken quite a stand and put himself out on the line there in British Columbia, Brian Thiessen.
Right. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. People need to do that. People need to, particularly if they're doing this to your property. My gosh, when you look at all of the issues relating to smart meters, these are dangerous to your health. And not only is it a security kind of an issue, but the health risk far outweigh the security problems.
Well, as I say, Big Brother and his hoodlum little brothers, they want to know everything that's going on. And this is
sure.
What I've encountered here in the Maritimes, is especially, you know, their cliques. They know about everything. They want to know about everything, but you're not supposed to know anything about the evil things they're doing.
Right.
And they're getting the full cooperation of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and I wish that there some officers or some members of the RCMP finally grow some backbone and start speaking out. If they don't, for that they all be damned.
Yes, indeed.
So what I've encountered over the last 38 years, it is, they are not the glorious police force as what I thought before I immigrated here to Canada. And Canada is not all what it's cracked up to be. You know, after 38 years of hate crimes, you know, and you never know where it will come from. This
sure.
is basically this kind of an attitude that's, and this kind of, basically, it's free for every creep to take pop shots at people. And as I say, the German people, most of them, they lay low because they have found out it is not wise to stick their neck out.
Right. But you've done a little bit of that, and you continue to do so. So I applaud you, Werner, for your...
I don't know for how much longer, but when it comes to the courts... 38 years ago, I refused to accept the Canadian citizenship when I saw what
good
the,
for you.
How corrupt the system was. I said, at first, I want to see if the Canadian justice system is working. And now, after my experiences over 38 years, it is about as corrupt as it can be. If you pay maybe $100,000 in legal fees, you might get if you're lucky, you get $10,000 worth of justice. And as a farmer, I couldn't afford it.
Right.
So I tried to take the other approach. And
well, you're a good man.
No, don't call any man good, you know.
Oh, I know. Okay. Well, you're a decent human being. How's that?
Well, I tried to do the right thing, you know.
You too.
And as I say, this is a responsibility towards society. If this evil is allowed to keep on festering, it destroys the society.
Absolutely. Well,
And the people here in North America, they have had so much room, they could move away to another part of the country, to another part of the continent, think they can move away from the evil. But in the end, there is no more place to move away from that evil.
I think you're right. Paul, what do you think?
Well, I agree. You know, we've got to stand and fight. And I think Werner has very... accurately summed up the character of a lot of Canadians. Keep your mouth shut, keep your rear end down, and don't make waves. And it comes back to what Doug Christie said. You know, you only have the freedoms you're prepared to fight for. If you're prepared to be a slave, you know, you'll be a slave. If you want to be a sheep, if you're not prepared to strive for anything better, then, you know, you'll just have to be a passive sheep led to the slaughter. Yeah, you know, I like to say, to tell people, you know, you don't have to go out there and be a hero. You can do, you know, we can resist repression incrementally. You know, you don't have to take a big public stand, why not just write a letter to a member of parliament? Why not send some money to people who are fighting, people like Arthur Topham and others? If everybody did something to fight for freedom, we'd begin to reverse this. But you know, if people simply follow what they're prescribed to follow, and that is shut your mouth, be quiet, and we'll leave you alone, and you know, you can have your miserable little existence unmolested. People have to have the pride to say, no, that's not good enough for me. I won't accept that. And people right. have to resist in whatever way they can.
Exactly. All righty. Werner, thank you so much for your phone call. We've got several more people lined up here. Did you want to make another comment, or did you have a question?
Well,
no.
I encountered the attitude where people were saying to me there over 30 years ago, 35 years ago, if you can beat them, join them. Or we never might get it as good again.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Werner, for everything that you do and every contribution that you make.
One more. They can get pretty nasty.
Yes.
That's what people are afraid of.
Yes.
Because they never know what kind of a creep is hiding in the bushes
yes.
and doing some real nasty things to them.
Yeah. All righty. Thanks, Werner.
Thank you.
All right, let's take Shelley in Texas. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi.
And Paul. Oh, hello. Well, Werner is in high form as usual today. Oh, gosh.
Isn't he terrific?
Oh, he is. Well, very interesting conversation. And, Paul, I came across your site, Voice of Reason, a few years ago when I first started listening to RBN, and Deanna had joined at that time. It was either her program or Rick Adams, but I know I heard Cindy Steele on both. Looked up Edgar Steele and found all of his nickel rants and realized that Carolyn Yeager was also there. I love that site, especially Dr. Matt Johnson. Are you going to have it again in the future?
Well, unfortunately, Voice of Reason has
completely deceased,
gone off the air, and some of the same broadcasters, including myself, are now with Countercurrents. If you go to countercurrents.org and look at the iPod.
I've been there. I've been there. Yeah. Okay. Well, I keep hearing conflict. I think I checked about a month ago, and it was a relatively new message that it would be coming up. But I guess not, right?
Well, yes.
Coming back.
There was talk about 2 months ago of it coming back, but nothing has come of that at all.
Okay.
It's too bad because I think there was some good work being done by there.
Oh, me too. Definitely. I agree. But at any rate, it's kind of ironic. Because of RBN and your site and my knowledge of Edgar Steele, I did contribute, and I will definitely contribute to Arthur Topham. You've made a good case for him today. Another point, I have been warning people for quite a while about these pseudo-Nazi chat room infiltrators, and there are certain chat rooms that they tend to gather in. And I really think that they're primarily Jewish-backed. I've been suspicious of them for a long time. But anyway,
I think you have something there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they pretend to. For some reason, they. Oh shoot! I can't mention names, but they always attack those hosts, only those hosts who discuss the Jewish problem. And it is extremely interesting when they claim to hate Jews, and they've got a very strange mix, but I really think that they're infiltrators.
Coincides with what Werner said, and also what Paul said about the people behind the movement.
Mm-hmm.
up in Canada, and also the Frank Collin movement.
Exactly, Skokie. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Anyway.
So now that we have the internet, it's bound to happen in the internet even more.
Oh, I think it. I think it happened. I think both you and Carolyn suggested that it was infiltrated before 9/11.
Oh, absolutely.
Because,
I think there was a movement set up before then.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I agree. Well, thank you very much, Paul, for what you're doing. And Deanna, as always, love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
If you are interested in sending a contribution to help Arthur, you can direct it through us. That's the Canadian Association for Free Expression. That's CAFE, C-A-F-E, Box 332, Rexdale, Ontario, and that's R-E-X-D-A-L-E, Ontario, and the postal code is M like Mother, 9, W like William, 5, L like Larry, 3, Canada.
Thank you.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Philip in Michigan. Philip, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This is the first time I called you.
Okay, well, welcome.
I feel kind of honored, actually. But...
Well, we're happy you called. Do you have a question?
Well, I have two questions. Like I watched the news last week, and like the first half hour of public TV was like how evil guns are. And they showed a lot of weaponry and stuff that like normal people have. And then the next half hour was like our military walking around the planet with the biggest guns on the, you know. And it was like, so guns are bad, and then they say guns are good. And it totally confuses me, but I was wondering what your opinion is.
My opinion of what?
War.
Well, of course I'm against war.
Guns are bad, and then the next thing is all drones all the time killing people from everywhere. And
well, I think it's a given that those things are bad and tyrannical, and I've always been anti-war. People aren't fighting for their freedoms; they're fighting for the corporations and for Jewish interests.
So that's why I like you. And then I'm also confused because I'm kind of a non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
And then that gets all wrapped up into the whole stuff, too. And it's like, all my family are believers, but I'm kind of, like, skeptical. But
okay.
I hate war, and I like people that hate war, too.
Sure. Well, you don't need to have a religious philosophy or a religious ideology to have values. You can certainly have
but
values.
That's not what they tell you, though.
Well, I think that that you have proven that, and other people have proven that. You don't need to have you don't need to go to a church building and give them money every Sunday in order to embrace good values and have respect for other people. What do you think, Paul?
No, I agree. You don't have to have a religious background to behave morally. Not at all. I totally agree with that.
All righty. Well, Phil, we've got some other callers. Did you have another comment or question?
No, but you do make pretty quilts.
Well, thank you. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. I'm too busy doing other things.
Right.
So thank you, Philip.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's take Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna. So, hey, I just wanted to, I have a concern about, like, fear too of 0.23% of the U.S. population that are Jews. I noticed in the so-called truth movement and hosts, other than you, there's a couple of their hosts that give their whole last names, you know, like Deanna Spingola, Charles Giuliani, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of hosts that don't give their last name, and I listen to, you know, some of them, but I think there's a fear when it comes to Jewish power, and even in the truth movement. And other hosts that do give their last names. I've called a couple of programs up, and as soon as I mention what I think the problem is, and I can document it pretty easily. It's not rocket science. It's pretty factual. If you introduce some evidence, and they refuse to talk about it. I know Deanna does, and I think they wield an enormous amount of power, in not only in the media but in this. In this so-called truth media, And I want to know what Paul's he's been in, on media before in the truth movement. What's your opinion about hosts not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth? And that's and I'll listen to your answer and have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks.
Well, I think people have to do what they're comfortable with, and to be fair to people. A lot of people may not fully get the truth, may not understand it. You know, I think sometimes it's a lifelong quest to find out why things happen. I've been in the immigration reform movement in Canada for 3 decades, and I've had reporters ask me, why did Canada change its immigration policy in 1965, the same year the U.S. did, when we turned our back on our traditional sources of immigration, which was British Isles.
Paul, we have to go to a real quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And our guest today has been Paul Fromm. His website is cafe.nfshost.com. And we had Jeff on the line, and you, Paul, you were responding to his question.
Yeah, I kind of lost the train of thought on the break.
I did too. You were responding to his question, whatever it was. I'm sorry. I always do things during the break, and sometimes I lose my train of thought, too.
Is Jeff still on the line?
Jeff, are you there?
Oh, I know. He was asking about broadcasters that don't.
Oh, right.
That don't deal entirely with the Jewish question. Well, first of all, I think you have to you have to find your own comfort zone. I think a lot, and also a lot of people are just, even radio hosts are not as informed, perhaps, as they ought to be. I think I was giving the example of the change in immigration laws in both Canada and the United States. It took place at exactly the same time. There was very little public demand at the time for changes to throw open the doors to the third world. And, the question was put to me for years, well, why did this happen? And, I didn't have an answer until Kevin MacDonald, a professor at the University of California in Long Beach, wrote a book called The Culture of Critique. And he did the research, and he said that in Canada, the United States, and Australia, the major force for change, for breaking up the largely pro-European white immigration policy, what was the Jewish lobby in the United States and in Canada, and that they were the source of the pressure. Well, if you don't know that as a radio host or as a commentator, you may not be prepared to get into it. I don't always attribute people's unwillingness to deal with certain topics as being cowardice. I mean, if they don't know or simply not convinced, and they've also been programmed to believe that there are certain people who want to blame everything in the world on one particular group, whether it's Jews or something else. And of course, it's not quite that simple. Not everything that goes wrong is because of this group or that group.
Right. All righty. Yeah, good answer. Let's take Marilyn. Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? We've got about 1 minute.
Yeah, where do I start? Well, I find it very comparable what happened to the German people and how they were demonized in America and all the British system, I'm sure, and the world system, and the way the Muslims are being demonized. And I just see it as so comparable. And I see people that know better, should know better, sending things like, about people who are burned in Africa, the charred bodies, the poor little Palestinian boys that shows them in fatigues and everything, demonizing Muslims. And I see it so comparable to what happened to the people of Germany. And I know there's one think tank public relations group like the Clarion Group that puts out this anti-Muslim propaganda, and I know there is an immigration problem, but I say I like to give credit where credit is due to those written the laws that caused the immigration problems, that put people together that didn't belong to together. And
Marilyn, I hate to cut you off, but we've run out of time and you're making some really good points. Paul, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been wonderful.
Thanks for having me, Deanna, and good luck on your show. I really like the work you're doing.
Thank you. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye.